This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Lindsay Grogene. Today, we're talking with newly appointed mayor of Cape Girardeau, Bob Fox. Former Ward 5 councilman for the city, he was elected earlier this month. Thanks for joining us for our program today.
I'm glad to be here.
So what made you decide to run for mayor?
After being on the council for a year, I realized Harry was term limited and was going to be gone in a year. And I was approached by more than one person to consider it. And had a little talk with my spouse. And she said, "You sure you want to do this?" And I said, "Well, I want to keep things going the way they're going. We've had really a lot of success in the last few years, and momentum is there. And I'd just like to continue that and keep that going."
Now, Mayor Redeker did keep the momentum going. Cape really seems to be focused on planning and growing. And he gave the downtown area and our parks quite a bit of attention. Do you plan on doing the same? What do you think will hold a lot of your focus?
You know, there are a lot of areas to focus on, and you can't forget about downtown. When the Courtyard by Marriott opens later on this, it was supposed to be May, now it's August, I think. When that opens, it's going to open up a whole new aspect to downtown. We've not had a hotel down there for years and years. It's going to really, I think, make it balloon even more. And we've got a beautiful downtown. You don't find many downtowns with the murals we've got, with the art we've got downtown, with the sculptures up and down Broadway. And it's moving forward.
What kind of leader do you think you'll be for the city?
What kind of leader? That's a tough question. I would say I'll be authentic. I'm kind of a genuine person. I'm easy to talk to. I'm a great listener. I think anybody in any leadership position has to be a good listener. And when you keep hearing all the, you know, this, I've got this pothole and I've got this pothole and I've got this problem, you got to be a good listener. But you've also got to be able to know where to go to ask questions if you don't know the answers. And I think that's important too.
You started as Ward 5 councilman in 2016. What were some of your projects or causes you were dedicated to that you might carry out as a mayor?
You know, I think as a councilman, your first year is kind of a learning experience, and you have to learn the ropes and have to learn the staff. We're really blessed in Cape Girardeau. We have a great, great staff. We've got a good city manager. He's hired a lot of great people under him. In the first year, you just kind of learn them and how they work, and the council and staff work together pretty well. It's just a matter of setting some goals and then trying to achieve those goals. So that's what I'm focused on.
What are some of your more general visions and goals for the city? Some goals you want to reach?
My general visions and goals. You know, we've got several things that have gone on so well that you forget about some of the problems we have. And one of those big problems is an increase in gun violence. And we've got to address that. And we're making strides in that direction. It's a multifaceted problem. It deals with drugs. It deals with education. It deals with housing. We've gotten more involved with the landlords and the landlord association. It's just a community-wide effort. And it takes more policing, takes more concentration in certain areas, and the police department is working really well with other agencies, with the Highway Patrol, with federal agencies, and I think you're going to see more cooperation and collaboration to kind of get those goals accomplished.
You started a family dentistry back in the 70s here in Cape. You also served as president of the Missouri Dental Association and on the Cape Girardeau School Board for many years as well. From these experiences, what have you learned about leadership that you'll carry over into the mayor's office?
You know, you learn, being president of any organization, you learn to delegate and you learn to, again, collaborate with others to get things done. Of course, the most important thing is, like I said, you've got to have goals. You've got to have something to achieve. And once you set those, then all of your focus is toward getting that accomplished.
Well, tell us about you. Is there anything you'd like to let Southeast Missouri know about you?
I've often been asked, well, what's your wife think about this? What's she think about being the first lady? And she wasn't too excited about that. You know, she's one of those people that sometimes doesn't like to meet new people, and she's kind of reserved and quiet. You wouldn't think that at home listening to her, but, you know, I've been married for almost 48 years, so it'll be interesting. But I think she's bought into it. She gets a little irritated at times with all the, you know, my calendar and the things I ask you. What are you doing today? And what are you doing today? And what are you doing today? And it's busy, but that's a good thing. It's wise use of my time, I think. So that's what's important.
Well, you seem to be a quiet guy yourself. Typically, mayors are expected to be very outgoing and social.
I am kind of quiet. In fact, she says when I'm driving somewhere, she calls me the mute because I never talk. But even being a quiet person, you can still get your point across, again, by asking the right questions. And I think that's a big part of it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us in our studios today.
Thank you for having me, Lindsay.
We've been going public with Bob Fox, the newly elected mayor of the city of Cape Girardeau. For KRCU, I'm Lindsay Grogene.